This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Well, there's a vigil tonight for Frank and Maureen Alton, the Queens couple killed in their home the other day, and the home later set on fire. It's at 7:30 near the house in Belrose. Meantime, more coming out about the suspect they hauled in, and particularly the comments he allegedly made after his arrest.
Queens DA Melinda Katz said Jamel McGriff traveled the city for 2 days after the murders of Frank and Maureen Alton.
He went from here to the Bronx, to Manhattan. He went to movies. He bought clothes at Macy's, all on the victim's card.
That usage allowed police to get real-time information on McGriff's whereabouts, and he was arrested in Times Square. Executive Assistant District Attorney Sean Clark said statements McGriff allegedly made to police about molesting the couple before he murdered them are under investigation.
The investigation is ongoing, and we'll know more once the toxicology is completed on the autopsy.
He's due back in court on the 16th. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Queens.
McGriff held on multiple counts of murder, robbery, and arson. He is held without bail. On the mayoral campaign trail now, Democrat Zohran Mamdani says he's sorry for a 2020 statement he made about the police, calling them, quote, racist, anti-queer, and a major threat to public safety. He wrote the remarks in a social media post 5 years ago in support of a defund the police movement. This is at the height of the George Floyd thing. Well, he says he was frustrated and that his views weren't reflective of his current campaign. His opponents are recirculating the comments. Meantime, we mentioned yesterday, folks were hinting that Mayor Adams has taken a good hard look at his chances and might decide whether or not it's worth staying in the race. The campaign aide announced last night, though, there are no such thoughts about quitting. Juliet Papa now with the latest word today.
Campaign spokesman Todd Shapiro wanted to make this very clear.
The mayor has not announced in any way, shape, or form that he's leaving, that he's not running again, or that he's stepping down in any way possible.
But he acknowledged Mayor Adams told business leaders at a meeting earlier this week he wanted more data to determine a plan forward.
You know what? I'll do a poll and just look at where I am, what's going on, and I'll make a decision.
In other polls, the mayor is showing up in single digits, and he's reported to have said he loves this city more than he likes Andrew Cuomo. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Okay, and the beat goes on. Hey, anybody for an ice cream sundae topped with latkes and pastrami seasoned croutons? Two New York icons, Katz Deli and Kith Treats, have teamed up to give you just that. The over-the-top sundaes are available for just 10 days, part of Kith's Heritage Program. They're doing it out of the brand's New York shops here in Soho, as you got Williamsburg and Dumbo. They have a vanilla-based ice cream laced with pastrami-seasoned rye croutons, ground mustard seeds, pickles, and French toast crunch cereal. Wins family, tell the truth. Doesn't that sound like something we mixed during college when we ran out of money to buy breakfast? You just kind of threw anything you could, and you know, in there, in the bowl. Anyway, then there's the latke, which has vanilla ice cream laced with sour cream and onion chips, applesauce, and cornflakes. Oh, with an apple jam top. Well, why didn't you say that? And somebody said, there's a Dwayne Reed on the corner, and they got Imodium AD on sale. A shooting in Brooklyn last night, leaving one man dead, one woman seriously hurt in Bed-Stuy. This happened around midnight. Police got a call about an assault in progress. This is at 380 Lexington. They filed a 28-year-old man with a gunshot wound to the head and a 23-year-old female with a graze wound to the neck. The man was pronounced dead at Kings County Hospital. So far, there's been no arrest, and an investigation continues. A suitcase satchel full of indictments handed down today against two men in what the Queens DA describes as a pipeline that allegedly moved more heat from down south to the north than a radiator in an old brownstone.
One of the men charged is from Georgia, and Queens DA Melinda Katz said the case is the definition of the iron pipeline.
It is those that buy guns in the states in the south that are legal to buy, and they bring them up the east coast of the United States, and they sell them to our children.
NYPD Chief of Detectives Joseph Kenny said many of the 77 guns were sold to an undercover officer in a McDonald's parking lot in Rosedale.
From forensic testing, we learned that several of these firearms have been used in shootings in the state of Maryland and Georgia. Shootings and shots fired incidents that involved multiple victims.
The defendants are also charged with selling fentanyl and cocaine. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Queens.
And we mentioned this to you yesterday, worth repeating. If you take the LIRR to get to and from work, you might want to start looking for another way to get there. The union is threatening a walkout next week if they can't come to terms with the commuter. When they're already talking about lining up shuttle buses, folks, for just in case, you know it's real. Today, we talk with the head of the commuter council. We're talking 300,000 people there that they're talking about. A lady in charge of customer service down at the MTA says we can't possibly replace full service for all these people, but we'll do our best to accommodate essential workers. Clock's ticking, everybody. Stay tuned.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.